In this bulletin, the federal government commits $2 billion to a bushfire recovery fund. Two people missing in the New South Wales bushfire crisis. And in the AFL, Irish Gaelic football star Cathal McShane to join Adelaide's pre-season training program. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The federal government has committed $2 billion to a national bushfire recovery fund. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the money will be distributed over the next 2 years by a new agency tasked with rebuilding bushfire-ravaged towns. The National Bushfire Recovery Agency is being led by the former AFP Police Commissioner Andrew Colvin, working with the states and territories to rebuild homes and infrastructure. Mr. Morrison says the new funding is separate to existing disaster relief payments.
It is an initial commitment, and if further funds are required, further funds will be provided. What we are focusing on here is the human cost and the rebuilding cost for people's lives. We are not focused on the financial cost. We are focused on the human cost and ensuring that we can do everything we can as quickly as we can to support that recovery effort.
All people missing in Victoria's deadly bushfires have been found safe, but authorities are still trying to rescue about 300 people stranded on a coastal holiday town. More than 1,500 people have been taken out by defence helicopter and ship from Mallacoota near the New South Wales border, which was cut off a week ago when fire raced through bush and into homes. Emergency Services Minister Lisa Neville says around 300 people who didn't register to be evacuated via ship are now smoked in, with aircraft unable to reach them.
They've got a choice today to take up the offer of the boat, and people are being talked to today, or staying and hoping the smoke clears sometime in the next couple of days. But be assured, we are absolutely doing everything we can, when we can, to get in to both evacuate people out, but also to provide food, water, supplies and fuel.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has announced the creation of a new agency dedicated to bushfire recovery. Bushfire Recovery Victoria will be given $50 million in initial funding to coordinate all government effort in the wake of the dangerous fire seasons. More than 1.2 million hectares of land has already burnt across Victoria, with 27 fires still going. Mr. Andrews says the former Police Commissioner Ken Lay will chair the agency, which will work with affected communities for as long as they need to properly recover.
This is not a time limited or an authority that's about clean up and recovery just for these bushfires. This is going to be a standing bushfire recovery agency, because we are going to see longer fire seasons, and we are going to see, we should just be honest about the fact we're going to see more and more fires, more and more damage as each fire season comes.
Actor Russell Crowe has used his Golden Globes acceptance speech to take aim at what he says is the federal government's inaction on climate change. Crowe won the award for Best Performance by an Actor in a Limited Series for his role as the disgraced former Fox News chairman Roger Ailes in The Loudest Voice. The 55-year-old was absent from the ceremony as he's in Australia protecting his home from bushfires, but actress Jennifer Aniston read a statement on his behalf.
Make no mistake, the tragedy unfolding in Australia is climate change based. We need to act based on science, move our global workforce to renewable energy, and respect our planet for the unique and amazing place it is. That way, we all have a future.
Meanwhile, fellow Australian Margot Robbie has missed out on the Supporting Actress Golden Globe for her performance in Bombshell. The award was won by Laura Dern for her performance as a divorce lawyer in the film Marriage Story. In the AFL, Adelaide has confirmed that Irish Gaelic football star Cathal McShane will join the club during its pre-season training program. The Tyrone forward, who was named as Ireland's best full forward in 2019, has been linked to Brisbane in recent days, with reports claiming he's weighing up a 2-year offer from the Lions. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a sunny day, 34 degrees. Similar in Adelaide, 31. Hayes in Melbourne, 23. Hobart, cloudy, 23. Canberra, possible shower with smoke haze, 34. Wollongong, possible shower or storm, 29. Sydney, partly cloudy, 29. Newcastle, similar, 30. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.